Good morning. I'm Celeste Headley. Happy New Year. I'm joined this week by Luke Burbank, who's filling in for John Hockenberry. John will return on Monday. 30,000 U.S. troops will deploy to Afghanistan this year as part of the U.S. surge. We have one of those troops with us here today. It's the very first day of 2010. So many families are looking to make a fresh start in the new year, but we wanted to check in with two friends of The Takeaway, husband and wife Russell and Mary Galletti, as they prepare for Russell's deployment to Afghanistan at the end of this month. They join us from Cleveland, Ohio. Russell, you talked earlier about how this is kind of a hello and goodbye for you, but you personally, in addition to leaving your family, you're also preparing to go to war.
Yes, I am. We've been preparing for several months, so I'm kind of starting to separate the professional side from the family side of me, and once I get in theater and with my troops, I'm kind of a different person, and that really helps cope with the absence.
How does that transition work, that transition from being a husband and being among your family and moving into the professional soldier stance?
Well, I think everyone goes through that every day when they, grab their coffee and head into their office and read the paper and start catching up on emails. Ours is just a little more intense and requires, it's almost a kind of method acting.
No, nobody's shooting at me at my office, Russell.
Well, you're lucky.
Mary, how about you? You're getting ready to move from being a wife to being a wife with an absent husband.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an entirely new feeling. We spent our engagement with him deployed to Iraq and have been apart the last 6 months. It's kind of neat because we got married young, so it's given me an opportunity to think about living on my own and what that experience would be like, but not having sort of all the other hassles, still having a partner, even if he is far away.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the change here, because your first deployment is its own animal, right? I mean, you don't really know what to expect. You're not really sure what the problems are going to be or how hard it's going to be while he's away. Now you're going into another deployment where you know what it's going to be like. Is that make it easier or harder?
It's weirdly harder, and I think it's mostly for two reasons. The first is that we've been together longer. We've been married now for 4.5 years, and we have a rhythm to our life and to our marriage. And when he's gone, that disrupts the rhythm. And it you just get used to having someone around, and then they're not around, and you have to sort of adjust. And then they come back, and they're different, and you're different, and you have to adjust again. And so in that way, it's definitely harder. I think it's also harder because during the first deployment, it was really easy for him to leave out sort of crucial details and really easy for me to avoid, CNN or avoid news reports that would have otherwise stressed me out. I think having had the experience and knowing more of the details now allows my imagination to sort of run away with me from time to time. So in that way, I think it's a little bit more stressful. But it's also, in this case, it's a different country. It's a different experience. It's a different job. And he's in a different role. So I'm just working on deluding myself that way.
So do you stop watching the news when he leaves?
Almost entirely. I think you end up hearing these vague reports of, 4 U.S. soldiers injured in vague area Afghanistan. And it becomes very easy to start convincing yourself that yours is one of them. And you start looking for the ominous vehicle out in your driveway coming to report bad news. So it's just a little easier to exist in a bit of ignorance at that point, I think.
Russell, how does it feel for you when you hear your wife saying that she can't even bear to watch the news because she would imagine that you're among one of the injured or dead?
That's it's very tough. And she is a fantastic wife. For everything that she does put up with, because I'm not only gone, and no soldier's or service member's wife or family, it's not just the deployments, but it's also several months away from home for schools or floats if you're in the Navy or Marine Corps. So everyone, military families definitely do deserve the praise and the respect that they get from all corners of society, because they do. And, my wife does put up with quite a bit as far as absence goes. And I think every soldier on my team, there are wives and there are mothers and girlfriends and friends who feel those fears. So it's just kind of a shared hardship among not only the families and friends of service members, but also the service members. And and we just all kind of bear it together, I guess.
Do you have a different feeling about your mission from your last deployment when you were engaged and you went to Iraq? Do you feel maybe less strong in this strategy going into Afghanistan, or are you optimistic about the surge strategy there?
Oh, I'm quite optimistic. The attention that has been given to counterinsurgency in the training that we've experienced in the couple of months leading up to this, very optimistic and very excited to kind of dig in and get down to work and build rapport with our Afghan National Army counterparts. Our job is so much different than it was in Iraq. In Iraq, we were offensive, defensive, convoy security. In Afghanistan, this is just true counterinsurgency and combat advising at its best.
What do you think, Mary? Are you kind of feeling positive, as your husband is, about the surge strategy in Afghanistan?
I think so. I think this is one of the first times that an army or a military force has really thought about the cultural implications of what they're doing and how to be most culturally sensitive and subsequently effective. You know, we keep hearing the buzz phrases, winning the hearts and minds. And this is, I think, the first time that the military has really thought about what that means and how to implement it. And in particular, I would probably note that in a lot of cases, folks like the National Guard and the reservists are a little bit better at that than active duty, oftentimes because they have a little bit more life experience. They're a little bit more calm than some of their very young counterparts.
You know, Mary, you might have heard your husband saying earlier that the holidays for him have been bittersweet because they've been hello and goodbye as he comes home from training and then gets ready to deploy. And I'm wondering if for you, 2010 is like goodbye and hello, because at the same time that you're preparing for him to deploy, maybe you're counting down the days till he comes home in 6 months safe and sound.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was interesting. A bunch of us, of the families who have soldiers going over with this particular group, were together last Saturday for a wedding, and we were talking about what the next part of the year is going to look like. And while we were all really grateful to have our soldiers home for the holidays, we were also sort of feeling this anxiety of, okay, if we have to do this, let's just do this. Let's just get this started. And so his leaving, in a weird way, can't come soon enough. But the other nice piece of that is you know, they'll all be home in July, and hopefully they'll all be home safe and sound. And 2010 has a whole other 6 months to be defined by something else, to be defined by other achievements, and not necessarily as this great strain.
Mary Galletti, her husband Russell, is a first lieutenant in the Ohio National Guard, and he deploys for Afghanistan as soon as part of the 30,000 U.S. troop surge. Thanks so much to both of you, and good luck in the new year.